working with AI is no longer something speculative. It is already part of how people think, write, plan, and solve problems.
The central question is not whether AI should be used, but how humans can remain fully human while collaborating with another form of intelligence.
AI is more than a simple tool. It can draft, analyze, generate ideas, and even imitate reasoning.
That is why it can feel like a partner, a sounding board, or a shortcut.
But that usefulness comes with a risk.
If people stop thinking independently, feeling deeply, or taking responsibility for their work, AI can quietly weaken human judgment, originality, and accountability.
So the main idea is that AI should be treated as a form of collaboration, not merely a productivity tool.
In that model, AI helps humans think more clearly, explore more options, remove repetitive friction, and notice patterns.
It can extend human judgment, but it does not replace it.
AI amplifies what the person brings to the task.
A curious, disciplined, thoughtful person can use AI to do better work.
A vague, lazy, or unaccountable person can use AI to hide those weaknesses.
That is why the most important skill in the AI era is not only prompt engineering. It is the ability to remain critically, ethically, and emotionally engaged with the work.
A key concern is responsibility.
When AI helps produce an article, strategy, design, or decision, it can be easy to feel that the work did itself. But the human remains the one deciding what matters, what is true, what is kind, and what is worth saying.
AI can produce polished language, but it does not inherently understand accountability.
It does not carry the weight of a person's promises, relationships, values, or reputation.
That is what makes the human role irreplaceable.
There are several practical ways to work with AI without losing yourself.
First, keep final judgment with yourself.
AI can suggest, but it should not decide.
Before using AI-generated content, a person should ask whether it is accurate, ethical, and aligned with their own beliefs.
They should also ask whether they would be comfortable standing behind the decision if challenged later.
That habit keeps the human in control.
Second, use AI to expand thinking, not replace it.
AI is useful for breaking through mental blocks, brainstorming, reframing problems, and considering alternative viewpoints.
But the goal is not to let AI think for you.
The goal is to make your own thinking sharper.
AI should function as a thinking gym, not a thinking substitute.
Third, protect originality.
AI often defaults to the most likely, average, or familiar answer.
That can be useful, but it can also flatten creativity.
Meaningful human work comes from personal voice, perspective, lived experience, and unique ways of seeing the world.
AI can help organize and express those things, but it cannot generate them for you.
Fourth, be honest about uncertainty.
AI can sound confident even when it is wrong.
That makes verification essential.
Facts, sources, and claims should be checked, especially in work, education, healthcare, or public communication.
Human trust depends on reliability.
A fluent answer is not enough. It must also be true.
Fifth, maintain emotional and ethical boundaries.
AI can simulate empathy, but it does not feel.
It can draft a compassionate message, but it does not care whether the recipient is helped, hurt, or healed.
The human must bring the moral compass.
The question is not only whether something can be made faster.
It is also whether it should be made faster.
Is it fair?
Is it respectful?
Is it the right thing to do?
The relationship with AI should be intentional, not passive.
That means choosing when to use AI, what it can help with, and where it should not be used.
AI may be useful for research, drafting, planning, and learning.
It may be less appropriate for deeply personal decisions, moral judgments, or moments that require human presence.
AI is like a very capable assistant. It can save time and improve work, but it does not define character.
The person still decides who they want to be in the process.
A sustainable workflow begins by defining priorities.
A person or organization should ask what it wants to protect: creativity, accuracy, relationships, time, or integrity.
Once those priorities are clear, boundaries can be set.
For example, AI might be used to outline a project, but not to write personal communication.
It might be used to analyze data, but not to make final strategic decisions without review.
It might be used to learn faster, but not to avoid the discomfort of thinking through a problem independently.
Those boundaries are not limitations. They keep the collaboration healthy.
The future will reward those who use AI wisely, not those who use it the most.
Success will come from combining technical fluency with judgment, empathy, and accountability.
AI is powerful because it can do many things quickly, but the things that matter most in human life require more than speed.
They require meaning, trust, and the willingness to say, "No, that is not enough.
Let me think about this a little more."
The critical takeaway is that working with AI does not mean becoming less human.
Done well, it can make people more thoughtful, creative, and capable.
The key is to enter the relationship with clear eyes, strong values, and the confidence to remain the author of one's own work.